Ken.
How are you?
Come along.
Okay. Yesterday we were discussing the Shitas HaRambam. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Lechem Oni. Matzah has to be Lechem Oni. And the Gemara has quite a few different drushes. Torah Shebal Peh has different levels of interpretation of that expression. So one of the levels of interpretation was that Matzah Shira is not acceptable. So the different kinds of Matzah Shira. So one kind of Matzah Shira is if you mixed in make Paris. If you have egg matzah, mixed in make Paris, that's Matzah Shira. So the Rambam's opinion is, very surprising, that it's only considered Matzah Shira if it has one of these Dalet Mashkim that I mentioned on Lamed Vav and Aleph, only Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov. The egg matzah is, according to the Rambam, Makosha L'mahadrin for the Leila Seder. That's not the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So yesterday we explained what in the world was it based on, so we said the Avnei Neizem. So the Minchas Chinuch had a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, you have to have lechem shemavachem olavam yotze. And if you have egg matzah that doesn't have any water in it, it's only made peiros, so that's bar minim zaynus. So how can the Rambam be of the opinion that all the other made peiros are acceptable for matzah? Fine, it's not called matzah shira, but it's not lechem shemavachem olavam yotze. So the Minchas Chinuch gives a teretz as follows. He says that on, if you have pasta above the kistin, if you have a pie, if you have apple pie, a cherry pie, something like that, says bar minim zonis, unless you kaver sudan. If you eat a ton of it, then it becomes amoitzi. So on Pesach night, even the Sfardim who say bar minim zonis all year long at matzah, but on Pesach night, they kaver sudan and they say amoitzi. On Pesach night, if you have the egg matzahs, since you're eating the shem mitzvahs matzah, so that, by definition, that's called the kaver sudah, so then it is lechem shemavachem olavam yotze. So when we learned this from our Rav Soloveitchik, said you don't have to go so far like the Minchas Chinuch. The pashtus is lechem shemavachem olavam yotze means if you have oatmeal cereal, you never say hamotzi, even if you have a ton of it. If you have cake or cookies, sometimes it's hamotzi, sometimes it's mezonos. If you kaver suda, then it becomes hamotzi, then you need netilas yadayim and you have birchas hamazon. So the Gemara says in Brachas that if theoretically, if you have pas habor bekisnin, if you would kaver suda, you would be hamoitzi, even if you're not eating it at all, the din is that it's acceptable for eruv v'chatzeres. Eruv v'chatzeres has to be lechem shemavachem olav hamoitzi. Shituf v'mavuas is bakol mi'arvin. You can use all kinds of food, but eruv v'chatzeres has to be dafka lechem shemavachem olav hamoitzi. So the Gemara says if you have cake and cookies, it's also good. Why? Because if you would have eaten a ton of it, it would have been amoitzi. So that shows that it's called lechem. It's a subcategory of lechem. That's why we call it pas abo bikisten. It's a subcategory of pas. But it belongs to the category of pas. Now, so they said, you don't even have to say so far like the Minchas Chinuch, that on Pesach night we are kaveh asuda. Even if you're not kaveh asuda, even if you don't say you're kaveh asuda, you're not kaveh asuda, same as oinus. That's called lechem shemurachem olav amoitzi. Theoretically, you could say amoitzi, to the exclusion of some other things, that even if you'll eat a ton of it, it's still going to remain bar minim zonis. There is another kasha against the Rambam. Magen Mishnah quotes the Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. They hold that if you have egg matzahs that are mixed, the lisha is done with apple cider, it wouldn't be acceptable. So they say, forget about the issue of matzah shira. The Gemara says, on Lamed Hamad Aleph, we learned the Mishnah that matzah is only acceptable, it's from the Chameshis Mini Dog. Why? It has to be Bola De Chimutz. If it's not Bola De Chimutz, it's not acceptable. So they argue the point and they say, since the din is that Mei Peris Ein Machmitzim, so we had a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what does that mean? Rashi says that Mei Peris Ein Machmitzim means it'll never reach Chametz Dog and Gomor unless you mix in water. Then it will become Chametz Dog, but it'll never reach Chametz. If only Mei Peris alone, it won't become chametz dog and gomer, but it's memar lahachmitz tchilas hachimutz process. Tchilas hachimutz, what the Mishnah calls later seor, and siduk is the gemar hachimutz process. So Rashi's opinion, that was the steer between the gemar lamed hem beis lamed vav and alf that we discussed yesterday. Rashi's opinion that may peris hemachmitzim, it'll never reach the end stage of siduk chametz dog and gomer, but it can become tchilas hachimutz process. Rabbi Natan disagreed with the Rashi. And the Rambam also disagrees. May Peris Hay Machmitzim, If you only have made peris without water, it doesn't become chametz at all. So if the Rambam holds they made peris without water, it is not bala dechimutz at all. You can let it sit all day long. It's not bala dechimutz. So how is it good for matzah? Doesn't the Mishnah say you have to have? The Mishnah says you need davka chameshes minidogan. Why? Because if it's not chameshes minidogan, then it's not bala dechametz. Not bala dechametz, no good for matzah. That's the kasha. Magen Mishnah quotes that the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. So in yeshivas, everybody says that the teretz to the kasha is that that din of bala dechametz is only to be kaveh which are the chameshes minidogan. The Tanoim experimented. That's how the Yerushalmi, the Rambanzi Yerushalmi, said they experimented. Said this is chimetz and this is sircha. They drew a line. Bechamanuri drew the line a little further. This is also chimetz and that's sircha. So whatever is bole de chimetz, that dogon, that kind of grain, is considered dogon. And if you make bread out of that, then it's called lechem for hamoitzi and for matzah. But it's not that you need every single matzah should be bole de chimetz. You don't need that this particular matzah should be bole de chimetz. I mixed it with May Paris, May Machmitzim at all. So that's in the yeshivas. Everybody says that's the teretz. So the problem with that teretz is the following. The Mishnah says on Lamed Hem and Aleph, if you have a trefa matzah, if you have a matzah shel tevel, so the Mishnah says that you're not yotze. So why you're not yotze? So we would have said a mitzvah ba ba'avera. But the Gemara doesn't say mitzvah ba ba'avera. So the Gemara says the reason, the bottom of Lamed Ham and Bey is going over to Lamed Vavim and Al. The Gemara says the reason why a treif and matzah is no good because it's not boli de chimutz. What do you mean it's not boli de chimutz? It can be boli de chimutz, but it's not boli de isa chametz because we have a deal, en isa chal alisa. So if the tevel, if the matzah was already tevel before you mixed the flour with the water, then it mixed flour with water, let it sit for a day, and it rises and it turns into chametz, it's boli de chametz. But it's not boli de yisa chametz because ain't yisa chal alis. So the Gemara says we happen not to paskan like that. We paskan that that's an yisa koilo, that the yisa chametz is chal on all the kosher dough in the world. Say migu that when Pesach comes, yisa chametz is chal on the kosher dough. It's chal on the treifa dough as well. That's called an yisa koilo. Migu that it's chal on the other chaticha. It's chal on this chaticha also. But the Gemara claims that the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is of the opinion he doesn't believe in Isser Kolo. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, even though the second Isser is Chal An Heta, you don't say Migo that the Isser Chometz is Chal An Chatichas Heta, it's Chal An Chatichas Isser also. The Gemara says the reason... The Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, there wouldn't be Chorus. According to Reb Shimon, there would not be Chorus. If it's Tevel, Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Issa Chometz will not be chal on top of the Issa Tevel. So if you would eat it, you would not be chayv koris on Pesach. Because of any Issa Chal Alisa, we paskin it is Issa Chal Alisa because the second Issa is an Issa Koilo. The second Issa Chometz is chal on all the dough in the world, even on the dough that's not Tevel. It's not only chal on the dough that's Tevel, it's chal on all the dough in the world. But the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah, the last line on Lamed Hem, based on the top line of Lamed Vav and Aleph. We're explaining the Mishnah because it's not bole de chametz. So the Gemara is beferish that you need two things: bole de chimutz in metzias. It should be chimutz as opposed to sircha, and it should be bought. This particular matzah should have been able to be bole de isa chametz. And if it already has an isa on it, and ain isa halalisa, that's called ain a bole de chimutz, not bole de isa chametz. So that's a question. Do we really? So the Rambam contradicts that. So the question: do we really pass on like that? Is that the real reason for the Mishnah that it's called Zayin Yisra Chal Alisa? The Mishnah only goes like Reb Shimon. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. We pass on like we did in the Mishnah. So we hold that some form of mitzvah bo ba'avera that matzah shel tevel is no good. It's not because of Zayin Yisra Chal Alisa. So it could be that the whole thing was rejected. That bole de chimutz is just to be kaveh which are the chameshes minei dogan. Once you know which are the chamesh minidogan, you don't require that this particular matzah should be bole de chimutz. So if you mixed it only with mei peris, even though mei peris ain't machmitzim at all, that's called bole de chimutz. This is the min dogan that's bole de chimutz.
Isn't
it chal? Tosis points out a few places in the sugyas of Yisra Chal Alisa, even though the second Yisra is more common than the first, we still say Ein Yisra Chal Alisa. We paskin, there are three exceptions to the rule when you do say Yisra Chal Alisa. One is when Yisra Basachas, when they're both Yisra Machal simultaneously. So which one are you going to throw out? Why should you throw out this one or that? And they're both Chal simultaneously. So he said, Ba'asachah, as the Gemara says, all the Tanaim have to agree that Isa Chalal is. There's a Tosis Rid in Kiddushin on Daf Nun, has a humorous kasha. The Gemara there in Kiddushin has a klal, Kol Sheinu B'zeh Chazeh, Afilu B'Ba'asachah Seinu. If I marry a girl and she has a sister, so now it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsin in the sister. Das Achasishta B'chayel. If I married the sister, so the Kiddushin wouldn't be Tovsin, I have Rochel and Leah. So if I marry Rochel, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. If I marry Leah, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. What if I Mekadosh both B'Ba'asachas? I give, they both appointed one person as a shliach, and he gives two rings to the shliach. He says, Harei Shtechem B'Kodoshes Li B'Ba'asachas. So at the time that he was Mekadosh, neither of them was an Achasishta. But now, now, they both become Achasishta B'Ba'asachas. So the Gemara has a klal, if he would have first been Mekadosh Rochel, then Leah, so would Michal. First been Mekadosh Leah, then Rochel, would Michal. So if he's Mekadosh both together, neither is Chal. So the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin and Daf Nun asks this funny kasha, a humorous kasha, when you have an Isur Basachas, ain't Isur Chalal Isur, but if they're both Isur Machal Basachas, they're both Chal. In fact, that kasha, why don't you say, Kol Sheinu B'Zeh Chazeh, Afilu B'Basachas Eino? So he gives a few different answers. And the Pashtus is, one of the answers says, Beferish in the Gemara. He points it out. The Klal of Kol Sheinu, why is there such a Klal, Kol Sheinu B'Zeh Chazeh, Afilu B'Basachas Eino? What does that Klal mean? So Rab Chaim has in his sefer on Hilchos Nedarim. There's a problematic Rambam in the end of Masechet Nedarim that the Ran picks on the Rambam. Rab Chaim comes to defend the Rambam, to explain the Rambam. So Rab Chaim explains what it says in the Gemara, basically in Kiddush and Daf Nun. Kol Sheinu B'Zeh Chazeh Afilu B'Asachas Seino. It means that there's a tie to the Sasri and Das. That the din is, let's say, a Mekadosh a man. A man is Mekadosh a man. Ain't Kiddush and Tobson in a man. It's not Chal. Mekadosh HaGemara. I put a ring. I say, Ari Mekadosh is not Chal. Mekadosh HaShtender. It's not Chal. So if a Mekadosh an Eish HaSish, or a Mekadosh HaChoisishti, a Mekadosh HaBiti, Imi, Mekadosh Vodin Lechai B'Krisis, what do you say? Ein Kiddush and Tovsin because our Reis is like a Shtender. It's like a Zohar. It's not a Chepte that Kiddush and Chal. The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says the reason why the Kiddush and not Chal because it's a Milsa Dar Rachman Olasa B'di Ovid Lamehani. Means you have no right to express das kiddushin. It's an iser. That's a gemara later in kiddushin, the end of kiddushin. You had no right to express das kiddushin to be mekadosh and erva, and you need two psukim. One pasuk tells you it's an iser. You're not allowed to be mekadosh and eshes ish, and one pasuk tells you that it's not chal. And the gemara understands that the reason why it's not chal is because milsa dam rachmano lesabed yovid lamahad. It's a machlokes habay v'rov in the beginning of Tmura. Whenever the Torah prohibits a person from doing something, went ahead and he goes and he does it anyway, can you say that that has the ability to create a chaloy? So he's saying, no, he had no right to express das on that. So if you cook basar b'chalav, if the chalav falls into the basar accidentally, it also becomes a basar b'chalav. It doesn't depend on das agavra. But whenever you need das adam, and there's a rule of any, ain adam osa dobash ain shalah, because you need das, so then there's a rule, then there's a machlekes habay v'rov, where the milsa dam rachmano lo yisabit. Torah said, you're not allowed to express das like this, so you went ahead and you expressed it, but you had no right to express it. So maybe that das doesn't count. Maybe the das does count. So that's machlekes habay v'rov. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Temura that you have two psukim. We spoke about it already in Kiddushin. I have Kisayan Alish Day Noshim, Hahas, Ahuva, Vahas, Nova, the old Labanam, Ahuva, Asnavaya, Ben Abchol, Asnia, Luyukhalavaka is Ben Ahuva, Alpane, Berasno, Hapchor, etc. So the Gemara says, why should I have a Havamina? Why should I think that because I don't like his brother, because I don't like his mother, I don't get along with that mother, so therefore the Pchor should be entitled to Pishnai? Why? Why is that a Havamina? Gemara says that Snua does mean I don't, the husband doesn't get along with her. Snua means Snua lefnei amokim. I'm married to two, kisiyen alish means I'm married to two wives, Havaya, Tvisis Kiddushin. One is Beheta, one is Beisser. And the Pchor was born from the wife whom I married Beisser. I would have thought I married her Beisser, so her son should not be entitled to Pishnai. So that's a Chiddush in the Pasuk. Le'yuchal avaka is ben ha'uva. If ha'ya ben ha'pchor lasniya, so the Pchor is entitled to Pishnai, even though I married her Beisser. So you have a pasuk that says kisiyen alish kiddushin atopsin habai means tvisas kiddushin, even though he's married b'yis. So the Gemara says we distinguish between chavikrisis and chavilav. Chavikrisis we paskin En kedushin tovsin, achayben lavim paskin kedushin tovsin. So Gemara in the beginning of Tmura said that's the machlokes abai v'rabbi, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Do you say the rule is that milsa dar machmana loisav, you're not allowed to do it? It's still chal v'haraya from chayvi lavin. And chayvi krisis is an exception to the rule. You say no, the rule is chayvi krisis and chayvi lavin is the exception to the rule. That's the machlokes abai v'rabbi. The Gemara finally quotes that pasuk kiseyan aliyish. Achasnuasnua means snua benisuel. It's a snua lefnei amokim. It was a forbidden marriage, and nonetheless kisiyena. It says a kedushin atovsin. So that goes on chavi laban. If it would have been chavi krisis, there would have been kedushin enom tovsin. So that's machlekes abai v'rabbi, which is the rule, and which is the exception to the rule. So Rav Chaim explains in his sefer that the rule kol sheina bezachas afilu b'vasachas eno is because it's a tata d'sasri and das. If I married Rachel first, I'm not allowed to. I don't have the ability to express das kedushin on Leah. If I married Leah first, I don't have the ability to express das kedushin on Rachel, and even b'di'evad it won't be chal. So if I'm a kaddish Rachel and Leah b'vasachas, then the Gemara says kol sheina b'zachas z'afila b'vasachas eino. It doesn't mean whenever two things happen simultaneously, you consider it as if they happen out of order in the worst possible way. Why? That's stupid. Why should you say it like that? Why should you say it like that? That's not what it means. It means if you had das, if you had married Rachel, the halacha says you have no right to express das kedushan on Leah. If you married Leah, you have no right to express das kedushan on Rachel. Expressing bevasachas das kedushan on Rachel on Leah is a tie to the sasri and das. Tied to the sasri and das, and nothing is chal. That's why. So that's what is muchach in the Gemara in Kedushan Dafnun. That the rule called Shene Bezachas Afil Vasachas Eno only applies when you need Dasa Odom, and it's a tie to the Sasri and Das. So that's basically the answer to the Tosfos Ritz Kasha. That's one of his answers. That if you have two Isurim Achal simultaneously, Isa Basachas, they're both Chal. Everyone agrees, even though even the biggest Machme, Ein Isa Chal Al Isa, but it's an Isa Basachas, what are you going to say? Neither Isa is Chal. Why should you say neither is Chal? You can't apply the rule Kal Shenim Bezachas Zeb. Isura machal without das odom. The Torah says the isura machal has nothing to do with tarted esasri and das odom. The whole rule doesn't apply. So it's what's strange is that the Tosfos gives a few answers. What do you need a few answers? One of the answers is black and white in the Gemara that kol sheni b'zachas afilu b'asachas ein only applies in a situation where you need das odom and it's a tarted esasri and the das. So again, so that we paskan ein isa chal al isa, but there are three exceptions to the rule. So one is isa b'asachas. Well, the Tanaim agree to that, that if they're both Yisur Machal simultaneously, they're both Chal. Then there's another exception to the rule, Isa Moisiv. If the second Isur is much more inclusive than the first Isur, the second Isur has Koreis, that's Isa Chomer, but it's not more inclusive than the first Isur. Take, for example, I marry a girl whose father is no longer alive. So the mother becomes Asura because she's my mother-in-law. Then my mother-in-law remarries. She becomes an Eshes Ish. So Neshishis is Asura to everybody. So the second Isa, Eshishish, is Chal and Chamoso, that's much more inclusive than the first Isa. First Isa is only to me. I married the girl. I'm not allowed to marry her. I'm not allowed to marry her mother-in-law. Other people can marry the mother-in-law. But now that the mother-in-law marries for the second, remarries, she becomes an Eshishish to everybody. So that's an Isa Moisiv. The second Isa is much more inclusive than the first. And here, it's not an Isa Moisiv. Here it's an Isa Koil. So Reb Shimon subscribes to Isa Moisiv, Reb Shimon Baichai, but he doesn't believe in Isa Koil. Isa Koil means I have flour of tevel, and I mix it with water. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion that since I had an Isa Tevel on, and the Pesach comes, the Isa Chometz is not going to be chal on top of the Isa Tevel. We paskan that it is chal because the Isa Chometz is chal on all the other chometz in the world. So migad that's chal on others, it's chal on this one as well. But if I marry a girl and her mother remarries after I married the girl, that's an Isa Moisiv. The second Isa is more intense than the first. The second Isa is also to more people. If the second Isa is a chal on more chatichas than the first Isa, that's called an Isa Koilom. So an Isa Koilom is a machlek zeb shimin and a chacham. So the Gemara said at one point that the reason for the Mishnah, the reason why you're not yotze with matzah tel tevel, matzah shal ma'isa sheni chutz Yerushalayim and so on, is because ein isa chal al isa, it's not bole de isa chomitz. The Pashto says that that's not the real reason. The Pashto says once you get to the maskana, it's really because of mitzvah baba vera. It's not because of ein isa chal al isa. So then you can throw out, you can reject this whole idea that bola de chimutz doesn't depend on each and every individual matzah. Was it bola de se chametz? Bola de chimutz just to be kaveh, which is the min, which are the chameshes mini dog. But once it's the chameshes mini dog, and you don't require that this particular matzah should be bola de chimutz. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara that says you have up until shear mill, and it's not going to turn into chametz, it's not going to begin. The chimutz process is not going to begin till after a shear mill. So that's only if it's not hot in the room. Let's say you have the oven, you're using warm water. You're going to use hot water, that may cause it to be memaila hachman. So if you bake it in an oven, you're going to bake the matzahs in our oven. The heat of the oven is going to cause it to become chametz before it gets baked. You have to, the matzah oven has to be much hotter than our oven. So it bakes it, it prevents it from turning to chametz. So that's, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba. Rashba says when he learned by the Ramban. This Tshuvas HaRashba is quoted on the bottom of the page in the Tur, the Dark and Moshe, by the Ramo, quotes in Tshuvas HaRashba. Rashba says when we learned by the Ramban, we kneaded the dough in the Ramban's home. Then we walked outside, down the block, the sun was shining, springtime, nice in the springtime, Middle East, Spain, near the Mediterranean. They walked down the block, said they didn't run, they walked down the block to the bakery. The bakery is down the block, and then they baked it inside. So Rabbi Shevel Zichron Lebracha, who put out, he did a lot of work on the Ramban, he wrote a biography of the Ramban also. So he says he went specially to Girona, where the Ramban lived in Spain, in order to visit. He says the Ramban's house is still there. When I was touring in Spain, so I asked the tour guide, where is the Ramban? It's like a ghost village, the city Girona where the Jews live. The houses are there, nothing there. Nobody lives there. So I asked him, where is the rabbi's home? Where is the Ramban's home? He said, nobody knows where the Ramban's home is. We started looking, so there's a building on the corner, and it says in Spanish, this was always the rabbi's home. Then I said, okay, now we know this is the Ramban's home. Now where's the bakery down the block? So no one can find the bakery. But Rabbi Shevel says he found the bakery down the block. He said he found the Ramban's home. He says all the way down the block is the bakery. It took a while to walk from the Beis Hoshel Ramban. He says he didn't run. He said in the Shulchan Aruch it says after you knead the dough, you should hasten, you should be memaher to bake the dough that it shouldn't become chametz. So what do you have to hasten for? So the Mefarshim say because your hands are warm. The room body temperature is 98 degrees, no? So when you knead the dough, so you're making the dough warm. So you have to hurry up because it may be memaila hachmetz. So the Chazon Ish says, Baba Mises. It's not true. He says, the Rashba said, they kneaded the dough, and then they walked down the block in the sun. You should hasten means it should be within 18 minutes. Chazon Ish says, that's what it means. Some of the Mefarshim, on Shulchan Aruch, Abba Machlekes. Some say you should hasten means you shouldn't dilly-dally more than 18 minutes. Less than 18 minutes for sure, less than a shear mill, for sure it didn't become chametz. More than 18 minutes, you start to think, in a couple of hours it'll begin to become chametz, and a couple of hours after that, it'll become chametz dag and gomer. But it doesn't mean you should rush. And others say, no, you have to rush. So the Chazon Ish says, how can you say you have to rush? You see that the Rashba was not nervous, the Ramban was not nervous, that doesn't pose a problem. Yeah. The Gemara says that Mora Bizman Hazeh is only midirabbanim. That's a Gemara Lama Tess on the base. It's a Gemara later also. Mora Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanim, because Mora is only the Raisa. This is a machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. What does that mean? So Tosis' opinion is that bizmancha beis hamikdash hayakayim. Let's say I'm tummy or b'derech rechoyka, so I'm not going to eat korban pesach. So Tosis' sheet is I still have to eat matzah mar. Bizmancha beis hamikdash hayakayim. There was a mitzvah matzah mar even separate from korban pesach. And the Rambam disagrees with Tosis. The Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam writes explicitly, I'm not going to count Marer as a separate mitzvah, because it never existed as a separate mitzvah. It's only Hechsher de Pischa. That's the Loshon HaGemara and Dab Tzadi. Marer is only Hechsher de Pischa. If you're eating Korban Pesach, so the correct, more correct way to eat the Korban Pesach is, in conjunction with Amatzah Samram Yochluhu. Should eat the Korban Pesach with Matzah Mar. But if you're Tomei B'derech Rechoyke, you're not eating Korban Pesach, there's no din of Marer at all. So the Rambam says, I'm going to count Korban Pesach as a separate mitzvah, because you can eat Korban Pesach and the Matzah Marer is not miyake. Even though the Gemara has a lotion that it's Hechshere de Pischa, it enhances the Kiyam of Korban Pesach, considered the Korban Pesach Bishlei Musa when you eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah Mor, but that's not Miyake B'Dievin. So the Rambam thinks Mor never existed as a separate mitzvah. The reason why there's no Mor is Bizman Hazeh, because you're not eating Korban Pesach. And he explains Beferish. I'm not going to count Mor as a separate mitzvah. Never existed as a separate mitzvah. And Tesit disagrees with the Rambam. And the Loshan Egemar is like that. Chav Chesam Beis. Mor has a Loshan. It says, Kol Beinecha Lo Yochel Boi, Kol Ore Lo Yochel Boi. The Gemara says, the word Boi is a mute. Kol Ore Lo Yochel Boi, Kol Beinecha Lo Yochel Boi, Bohu Ein Oechel, Avilechu Hu Bematza U Bemorer. Even though the Orel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but he's still Mechuyif to eat Matzah Mor. So the simple reading in the Gemara, that is Mechuyif to eat Matzah Mor. Even though he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, he's obligated to eat Matzah Mor. And the Rambam says it's not so. Some didn't have the Meiri quote, some didn't have the Giras, Avalahu b'matzah mar. They just have Avalahu b'matzah. They don't have the word mar. Or they have the Giras mar. It means he's permitted to eat mar, but he's not obligated to eat the mar.
Does that mean, according to the Rambam, if a person were, like, with Kalashar to bring a Korban Pesach,
he'd be chayv mar Giras? Yeah. If a person brings Korban Pesach, his man is that, he's chayv mar. Yeah, Tosfos will also agree like that. Yeah. This man that Korban Pesach exists. So Tosfos' shita is that everyone is mechuyev in Mara, even though they're not eating Korban Pesach. And the Rambam holds no, Mara is only hechsher de pischem. So either one way or the other, the Gemara said beferish on Lamed Tesam based on Mara, this man is only by the Rabban. Fine.
What does that mean,
this man
should Korban Pesach exist? If I bring a Korban Pesach, does that mean that all kinds of Ta'isra is all
higher
than
our Korban Pesach? Yeah, why not? There is a Korban Pesach, yes. If someone is bringing a Korban Pesach, then is man a Korban Pesach? I would think so. The Rush later on Daf Kuf has a suffix whether you need a kazayis for Mara. So the Rush is pushed the suffix from the fact that you say bracha shekirshana b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas Mara. So that indicates that you need a kazayis. So what was the hechacha from the nusach habracha? So the Shagasari understood the Rush to mean that the Nusach HaBracha is al achilas mor, vein achilat p'chusim mikazayis. Maybe if you would have said al mitzvahs mor, so maybe it can be a bit less than a kazayis. But because we say the Nusach al achilas mor, so that's why you need a kazayis. So the Shagasari says, so why did the Chachamim, why did they say you have to, if there's no sauce in the Chumash, that you need a kazayis mor, so why did they compose a Nusach al achilas mor? Should have said a Nusach HaBracha al mitzvahs mor. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the Rosh. Then a Pele, how can the Rosh have a suffix where they need a kazayis? The Mishnah Lamed Tesam and Aleph, just like there's a Mishnah Lamed Hamad Aleph, lists off the five grains that are acceptable to make matzah from, Chit Masorim, etc. So the Mishnah Lamed Tesam and Aleph lists off the five different vegetables that are acceptable for Mara, and then it says, they're all mitzar from the kazayis. So it's a Beferish in the Mishnah, mitzar from the kazayis. Says in the Mishnah, you need a kazayis for Mor. So what's the Rush clearing? Well, they need a kazayis, and he proves it from the fact that you say Nusach HaBrocha. So Rav Soloveitchik said, some of the Achrayim say like this, he liked this pshat. He said, Bizmancha Beisam Bikin Shoyakayim, and Mor is their rice. The Rush also knows, that's a Beferish in Mishnah, that you need a kazayis Mor, and Achilim Prusim Mikazayis. The Rush itself was, what about Bizman Hazeh? Why do you have Mor Bizman Hazeh? So the Gemara says, it's only Zecha Lamigdosh. To make a Zecha L'Migdash. That's on Lamed Tesam Beis. Mor B'Zman Hazeh the Rabbana because it's Zecha L'Migdash. So the Rosh was Mesupik. What do you mean Zecha L'Migdash? It's a mitzvah to make a Zecha L'Migdash? Or if it's a mitzvah to make a Zecha L'Migdash, and the Gemara says, why is it a mitzvah? Gemara Sukkah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Anobi complains about the Bnei Yisrael after the Churban Abayis. No one could care less that Beis HaMikdash is in a state of Churban. Nobody cares and nobody's crying. Tzion Darish Ein Lo. No one's interested about Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Bechlal, the inference for the Novi is, Bechlal the Bayad Risha. He's supposed to cry over the fact, supposed to make a Zecha L'Migdash. So the idea of making a Zecha L'Migdash is based on that pasuk in Yirmiyah, that he complains, Tzion Darish Ein Lo. Bechlal, the inference is the Bayad Risha. So the question, the Rosh was, Mesupik, what's the nature of Mara B'Zman Hazeh? Is it to make a Zecha L'Migdash? We should remember, like we make Zecha L'Migdash Kehillo. Kehillo, we make a Kehillo. That's it. Or maybe you should say like this. Zecha L'Migdash is what motivated the Chachamim to make a Takana. But the nature of the Takana is a mitzvah of Mara. Not that it's a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. That's the reason why they introduced it, but the nature of the mitzvah is mitzvah smara bizman hazera. Chaim Moshe has a tshuva where he points out a lot of times you have a reason for a din derabanan, and then the din derabanan, the nature of the din derabanan doesn't always correspond with the reason for the din derabanan. Okay. He has a few different cases like that. We know in the Gemara a lot of times. So the Pasha Peshat, that's the suffix in the Rosh. Is it that Bizman HaMikdash, the Mishnah implies Beferit, that you need Kula Mitzdar from the Kazais? Of course, it was a mitzvah of Achilas Mor, you need a Kazais. Shad is Bizman HaZeh, that Mor is only the Rabbanah, and the Gemara says Zechel HaMikdash. If it's only a mitzvah of Zecher, so maybe you don't need a Kazais. But if it's a mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the mitzvah Mor, and the mitzvah is to have Mor. So mitzvah mara, so that you said bracha, halachilas mara, that's that you said bracha. So the Rosh HaChochov is not from the nusach HaBracha that you say halachilas mara as opposed to al mitzvah mara. The Rosh HaChochov was from the fact that we still say a bracha, period. Because the Aruch says, how come we don't say a bracha on Koirach, Zech al Migdush Kehilo? So he says, on a Zech al Migdush you don't say a bracha. To reminisce, you only say a bracha when you do a maisa a mitzvah. If you do something to conjure up an image, what life used to be in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, and the mitzvah is to have in mind a zecher, so that's not a Maisa mitzvah. Kol Shiva, right. Right, so we assume that zecher HaMikdash is the reason why the Chachamim introduced the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the Tilos Lulav. We say bracha on the Tilos Lulav, Kol Shiva. We don't say the bracha Shekhadashan, so it's not a lasa zecher HaMikdash. There, by Lulav, my sphere assignment, also Pashta says that the reason for the Takana Zecha the Migdush, and the Takana was to count Sphira, Takana was to shake a Lulav. So you're also. Zecha the Migdush is what motivated the Chachamim to make the Takana. So here, that's Alpi Pasha, that's the Rosh's suffix. Is the mitzvah of Morab Bizman is that purely to make a Zecha the Migdush, then there shouldn't be any bracha at all. But he says, no, the nature of the mitzvah is mora midrabbana. Zechel Migdash is what motivated them to make the takana. That's the reason for the takana. But the etzema takana is mora bismanazez, a mitzvah mora. That's where you still need a kazais. That's perhaps the pashup shot in that rush. What the rush on Daf Kuf was mesupik. How can it be mesupik? It's enough in the Mishnah. It means the Mishnah goes bisman, that mora is the raisa. And bismanazez, the rush is mesupik. He still comes to the conclusion that you still need a kazais. So if the Gemara says that Morab is Manazeh, is only the Rabbanon, why, according to the Rambam, it's only Hechsher of the Pischa. According to Taisviz, it's only Bizman, Shebeis HaMikdush, Bizman, that's someone's Makar of the Karban Pesach. So what should be the status of Matzah Bizmanazeh? Matzah Bizmanazeh is also going to be the Rabbanon. It's also only Hechsher of the Pischa. So that's a Machlokes Amarayim in the last parak. So some Amarayim were of the opinion, a few Amarayim were of the opinion, the matzah bezmanazeh is also only with the rabbanon, same as mora, and we paskin not so. The gemara comes to the conclusion we paskin halacha the matzah bezmanazeh is their eisen. Because why? Because you have a pasuk ba'erev tochal matzahs. The mitzvah to eat matzah is mentioned in connection with Karban Pesach as hechsher with the pischa, same as mora, but the mitzvah matzah is also written separately in another pasuk. Hakasav kavachava b'erev tochal matzah is not in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. It's an independent mitzvah to eat matzah. That's what the Rambam writes. He's going to count matzah as a separate mitzvah. Mor is not going to count it as a separate mitzvah. Mor is only hechsher with the pischa. That's why bizman is it's only the rabbanon. But matzah bizman is the rice. It exists as an independent mitzvah. So the Gemara says that saved the fact that matzah bizman is the rice is what saved us the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim says in the Hagar Babazeh, Asa Hashem li b'tzeif Mitzrayim, Babazeh le'martat b'sho sheish matzah mor menochem lefonecha. Zeh always refers to something that you're married be'etzba, like Achorish Zeh Lechem, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed the Levana to Moshe Rabbeinu. Or V'zeh ma'aseh ha'menor, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu menor shalish. Whenever it says the word Zeh, means something that you, some visual demonstration. So here, it says, "Bavazel Hashem li b'tzeis mitzvah." Bavazel amartem b'sher sheish matzah mor menachem lefanach. So bizman shebeis hamikdush ayikai we had a korban pesach. Not as that we don't have korban pesach and we don't have mora deraisa. So the only thing we may or may not have is matzah. So when the Jews were in Russia, they didn't let them have matzah. So the whole CPT's been zayim was only with the rabbanon. There's no bavazel. They had more. They had more than enough more. But the more is only the Rabbanan Bizmanazah. So they didn't have any Babuzah. But the Gemara says, because we paskan the matzah Bizmanazah is the Raisa, if you have matzah, then the Shachta have in the midst of Sipi Tzirs Mitzrayim their Raisa. The Gemara says, Summa is the Machlegis HaTanayim, whether Chai B'mitzvah Sanan. And the Mogen Avram in Hilchas Kriyashma quotes a Machlegis HaMishanim paskan like Rabbi Yudit. Like the Tana Rebbe Yudah, that Asuma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. So Asuma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs, so he can't say Kiddush to the Moitzi, everybody else. Let's say the grandfather, in his old age, he lost his eyesight. He can't see. So he can't say Kiddush to the Moitzi, all the other members of the family, if he holds Asuma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. So most of the Rishonim assume we don't pass like Rebbe Yudah. Most of the Rishonim assume, Magen Avraham quotes, there's a minority opinion, must assume that Asuma is Chayv and Mitzvahs. But the Gemara says, on Leil Pesach, the Gemara says, on Arab Pesach, on Leil Pesach, Asuma is part of me, Loi Mehagodah. So it says, Baba Zer, so Hashem leave, it says, Mitzvahim. Baba Zer, Loi Marte, Yela B'sho, Shish Matzmar, Menach, Melefanach. And Asuma means, you can see it, you can point to it. If you're blind, so the Gemara says, you're not Chayv and Sit B'Yitzias Mitzvahim. So the Gemara says, in the days of the Amoraim, they didn't have off from Mishchodesh Nissen. The Talmidim stayed in Yeshiva on Pesach, and they had the Seder in Yeshiva. In Balojan also, they had the Seder in Yeshiva. One night they had the Seder by the Beis HaLevi, one night they had the Seder by the Nitziv. They write about the difference, that the Nitziv was like a loving grandfather, and he was so happy. Look, we were Yotzim Matzah Mora, and we had CPTS and Shrine, everything was wonderful and marvelous. And the Beis HaLevi was a nervous wreck. He was nervous, maybe the Chatz, maybe the Matzah was Chometz, and maybe we didn't eat enough, maybe this, maybe that. Everything was very nervous. The Soloveitchiks were very nervous. They were always extremely nervous. So the Talmidim who learned at that time, they write about it, about the difference between the experience of having a Seder by the Nitziv and having the Seder by the Beis HaLevi. So at that time, in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have Maxwell House coffee to make any Haggadahs. So nobody had any Haggadahs. So Rav Yosef was the Rosh Yeshiva. He said the Haggadah Baal Peh. He said the whole Haggadah Baal Peh. So the Gemara said, Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. He was blind. How can he be Moitzi everybody with the Haggadah? Asuma, even if you're Asuma, is Chai B'mitzvahs, but Asuma is Patam Eloi Mahaggadah, because it says, Baba Zeh. Baba Zeh doesn't apply if the guy's blind. So the Gemara says, that's okay. Rav Yosef is of the opinion that Matzah Mizmanah says the Rabbanim. We don't pass like that. He holds Matzah Mizmanah says the Rabbanim. So the whole CPTS Mitzrayim doesn't exist on the level of the race. Everything is only with the Rabbanan. So even though he's a Summa, he can be Moitzi everybody else. Okay, that's how the Gemara says. But we don't Paskan like that. We Paskan that Matzah Bizmanazah is their Isa. Therefore, Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is also their Isa. But the Summa, the Gemara says, is part of Milah Mahagoda. That was never rejected. Summa is part of Milah Mahagoda. So the Pashtus is that, let's say, the grandfather does know how to say the Haggadah by heart, or the great-grandfather, but he knows how to say the Kiddush by heart. He remembers how to say the Kiddush by heart. So he shouldn't say, want to say Kiddush, fine, but he shouldn't say Kiddush to be Moitzi the other people, because the Kiddush is the beginning of the Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. Kiddush is the beginning of the Haggadah, not just the same as Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Kiddush on Leil Pesach is part of, you say Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Pashtus is that the Summa shouldn't recite. And he can say the Haggadah, but he shouldn't recite it to be Moitzi the others.
What's the din amira of saying the Haggadah that you need a Yotzi Shumech honor and have to be Moitzi? There's no chiyuv to speak by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and maybe there's a chiyuv amira of Pesach Matzah Marah, like the din of the Mishnah, that you need to say that these three things and you speak about the Pesach Matzah Marah. But to say the entire Haggadah, what's the chiyuv amira that somebody who's a Summa wouldn't be able to be Moitzi?
You got it to Levincha by Yom Olam. You have to. That's the mitzvah of Haggadah. Mitzvah of Haggadah, the 12 Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim Barichas. Every night, just the mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim Bikitzer. And on Pesach night, it's a mitzvah to give a long Arichas.
But if everyone's already, if every person is speaking about the Haggadah, but they don't say the entire thing, the Summa made the Kiddush, it's that part of the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim you didn't say. But everybody else said other parts of the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. Is there anything lacking in the Sipit?
So everybody's Yaitzeh with Shemei Akoinah. Everyone says one paragraph and everybody else pays attention. So the Gemara says, everybody's Yotze with Shemei HaKoyne. But if the one who's saying it is not Mechuyev, then it can't be Motzi Achem V'Dechei V'Asom. So the one who's saying shouldn't be a Summa. Because the Gemara says, the only reason why Rabbi Yosef was allowed to recite Haggadah to be Motzi the others, because Rabbi Yosef, the Shittosa, holds that Matzah B'Zman, and says, there are abundance. So there's no CPC, it's Mitzrayim, there are Isa. But we don't paskel like that. We paskel matzah b'zmana is there raisa. So the sipit yes from tzarim is there raisa. So you shouldn't permit the summa to recite the agoda for the others.
You paskel then a summa even as a din rabbanon of sipit yes from tzarim, even that we paskel.
That's unclear. Why does it help if sipit yes from tzarim is only the rabbanon? So you can either say andinim the rabbanon, you don't require mechui b'dover. Or you can say, no, the summa is mechuyim the rabbanon. So he's on the same level as everybody else. That's unclear in the Gemara. Tosafot talks about it. Do you require that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that says, Mishenim b'chuy b'dover, and imotzi asaram dechay v'asam, does that apply to mitzvahs derabbanan also? Maybe the rule doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. We usually assume that it does apply to mitzvahs derabbanan. It's not b'chuy b'dover, it can't be imotzi asaram dechay v'asam. What's the story with Koirach b'zman hazeh? Korach b'zman hazeh. So there's an interesting prima godim. He points out that there are two girsas in the Gemara. Hillel's practice was Hayikorach Pesach Matzah Mor Beechad B'Yachad, Hayikorach Matzah Mor Beechad B'Yachad. What did he make in Kricha? From three different things or one? So there's Yerushalmi and Challah that the Achrayim point out. Yerushalmi and Challah is befeirush that all three together. Pesach Matzah Umar. The Rambam writes not so. Most of the Rishonim have the Gersa Korach Pesach Matzah Umar. The Chol Yankiv on the bottom of the page in Hilchos Pesach on the big Shulchan Aruch. Chol Yankiv points out that the two Gersas, the Rambam's Gersa was Korach Matzah Umar. He didn't do Kricha Pesach Matzah Umar, only Matzah Umar. And all the other Rishonim had the Gersa and the Babla Korach Pesach Matzah Umar. And it corresponds to Yerushalmi and Chala. Yerushalmi says the Chala that there were three different. That's the Mordechai is bothered with the kashin. The Gemara says in one place that Beis Habliya can only be machzik a kibetza. You can't swallow a chunk of food that's bigger than a kibetza. You can swallow a kibetza but vasachz, you won't choke. But you can't swallow more than a kibetza. So here's the kasha, how can you swallow three things? Pesach HaMatzma, how can you swallow three things? Each one a kazayis. Beis Habliya is not machzik three kazayis. He's working on the assumption that a kazayis is a chatzi beitza. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether machlokes in Rishonim, whether kazayis is chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So if it's a shlish beitza, you have a kazayis pesach, kazayis matzah, kazayis marah. So that's a kebeitza. So then there wouldn't be any kasha. But the Mordechai is working on the assumption that a kazayis is a chatzi beitza. Morgan Aram says, halocha, how do we paskin? Whether kazayis is chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So he says, "Benegayt the dinim deraisa, we should be machmer. Benegayt the dinim derabbanon, we could be mekum." Remember, Rabbi Schwab used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood. So the last years of his life, he had a medical condition. He wasn't allowed to eat the bread, the grain, cake, cookies all year long. Wasn't allowed to eat. So Shabbos Yontov, he never ate. He told me the first two nights at Pesach, he's not going to die. He's not going to drop dead from eating it because ice matzah. So the first night at Pesach, he ate chatzi beitza of a matzah. That's all. We usually eat five kazesim. He wasn't allowed to eat, so he only ate chatzi beitza. And the second night of Pesach is only the rabbanon, so he ate shlish beitza. Because the Magen Avraham paskin, but he ate the dinim rabbanon, it's enough if you have a shlish beitza. So the Mordechai was bothered with this kasha. How can it be a kazayis Pesach, kazayis matzah, kazayis marar, three kazesim? That's a beitza or machzah, and the beis habli is only machzik a kabeitza. Mordechai Yenses, this is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham quotes. So the Mordechai Yenses, Beis Habliya is only machzik if you have a hard-boiled egg, if you have a piece of meat. That's one chunk, one volume, so you're going to choke if it's not, if it's more than a kedetza. But if you chew up the Pesach Matzamar, everything is granulated, then you can swallow more than a kedetza of
Asachas. Also, there's an indication the whole thing at one time. Why can't you just eat it like a normal person?
That's a very good question. Why does the Mordechai assume that Hillel swallowed everything b'vasachas? So the din is if he eat tokedach Hillel's pras. So it's mitzdarb. So what's the problem? So Rab Chaim point. So the Magen Avraham raises that question. So the Magen Avraham says, you see from the Mordechai that even though it's mitzdarb tokedach Hillel's pras, but it's a hidur to have it b'blia achas. That's the Magen Avraham. How can you have b'blia achas? It's hard to swallow. So you chew a lot in your mouth, and then when it's all granulated, then you swallow. Rab Chaim disagreed. Rab Chaim thought that it's not correct. He thought that tok da'achilas pras, is good l'chatchila. It's not just good b'dievet. But the din of tokad achilas pras is only mitzarif matzah with matzah. It's mitzarif mor with mor. It's mitzarif korban pesach with korban pesach. As long as either kazais of korban pesach dachichlas pras, so the korban pesach is mitzarif. But Hila wanted to be mitzarif together pesach matzah umor. There's no din of tokad achilas pras on that. That's a gemara. The tokad achilas pras is only isurim mitzarif zemzed. There's one tanu who's of the opinion that in order to get, we paskin, in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis of isim. So what if I have a ham sandwich? The ham shabo is less than a kazayis, but the sandwich is a lot of bread. So I ate kazayis, bread with ham together, and part of the, ain achila p'chusim, I did an achila, and part of the achila was ham. So one ton is of the opinion, isim mitzdarf, hetem mitzdarf li isim. We don't paskin like that, we paskin hetem mitzdarf li isim. But there's one time who holds hetem mitzdarf lisa. So the Gemara said hetem mitzdarf lisa is only if you have bli achas. The chiddush of tokad achilas pras doesn't apply to hetem mitzdarf lisa. The chiddush of tokad achilas pras is that chaza with chaza is mitzdarf, carbon pesach with carbon pesach is mitzdarf, matzah with matzah is mitzdarf. But if you want to do like hilal, ayochel pesach matzah mor biyachad, why do you mitzdarf three different things? Then the din of tokad achilas pras never applied to that. That's Rab Chaim tightness against the Magen Avram. Magen Avram understood from this Mordechai's kasha. Mordechai was bothered with this kasha. This is the last page in the Mordechai. Here, page 76. The last page in the Mordechai where he asked that kasha. How can you swallow all three bevasachas? It's a beitza umachza. You see, he doesn't say, I said over the kasha, you eat Pesach Matzah Umara. How can you eat Pesach Matzah Umara all together? He doesn't say like that. He has that they ate Matzah Umara and Charoises. He says, how can you eat three Kazais, Kazais Matzah, Kazais Umara, and a Kazais of Charoises, B'masachas? Yeah. So that's why they put the word Charoises in parentheses and they replaced it with Pesach. They think that that's a Torah cipher, that he really meant to ask the Kasha. Here it's on the first column, around 13 lines from the top, in the first column of page 76. How can he eat Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Mor, Kazayis Charoises? So they corrected it. They put Charoises in parentheses. They put Pesach in brackets. So that was his Kasha. So he says, that's only if it's solid, but if you chewed it up, HaMakashum Merusak, Machzik Tvei. That was his theory. So what was the Okasha in the first place? The Magen Avraham asks. Eat a Tokad Achilas Pras. And the Magen Avraham derives from this Mordechai's whole discussion that it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to swallow bli achas, not to rely on Tokad Achilas Pras. Rab Chaim thought that it wasn't correct. Rab Chaim thought that it only goes on koirach. There's no din of Tokad Achilas Pras to be mitzayif matzah with morer. Tokad Achilas Pras. To fulfill Hillel's opinion that you need kricha, but the kricha achas, that you have to swallow the bli achas, yeah.
Even if you say like the Magen Avraham, why do you have a kasha? Meaning, if you can't swallow that amount, so then, okay, so you don't fulfill the hiddur, it shouldn't be a problem that the Mordechai has to ask a kasha.
No, so how is he ever yotzei koirach? How can Hillel ever be yotzei koirach? It's physically impossible.
Right, so the Magen Avraham agreed you're yotzei, even if you didn't eat it all in one go. Just,
no. No, he said you're not yotzei. Oh.
According to Magen Avraham?
Oh. Magen Avraham holds b'diyevet, it took the achilas pras would be good. But how do you ever do it, the hidura?
But if it's impossible, then there's still a problem not doing the hinder,
okay,
which can't be done.
Okay, so then Mordechai answers that physically it is possible. It's marusik, you chewed it up in your mouth. Okay. Mordechai answers that it is possible. Good, but he thought that it's impossible, and he thought, according to the Magen Avraham, he's not able to do the hidur, swallowing the bli achas. Yeah, yeah.
We, Rishara, because any shear, do we count the airspace? Let's say, because the challah, so that all the air pockets, so do we count those as part of the kazayis? We don't, so the mice, merusa, different. No, merusa, you're able to swallow it. The base of liya, you're going to choke. If you swallow, you're going to choke. But if it's merusa, then it'll go down.
Even though it's yosem mikabetz, air pockets, it depends. Big air space is not mitzvah. Little air spaces are mitzvah. That seems to be in the Gemara.
that you could have Pesach matzah and maror in each bite, that's not good enough to the tzaddik.
Apparently not. Apparently not. That was the kasha and the mortcha. Apparently it's not mitztaref. So getting back again, so the Prima Godem points out that Chok Yankiv on the bottom of the page, Hilchas Pesach, points out that there are two girsas. The Rambam's girsa is kacha yoyse hilo, or yakarach matzah mor v'echol biyachan. And all the other Rishonim have the girsa, or yakarach Pesach matzah umor. So the Prima Godem discusses, what's the status of karach bizmanazeh, if you all like hilo? So he says, it depends. If you all like the Rambam, that all you have to do for karach bizmanah migdash was matzah umor. So bizmanazeh, you have matzah umor. The matzah is the rice and the mar is the rabban. So you have karech med the rabban. You need karech med the rabban. But if you all like all the other rishonim, the karech is pesach matzah umar. Or so bezman is there's no korban pesach at all. So the whole karech is purely zechel amigdash. Only to make a zechel amigdash. But if you all like the Rambam shita, the karech is matzah umar, not pesach. So bezman is there you have matzah, you have mar med the rabban. So med the rabban you have to do karech. Oh, so the Gemara has a din. The Gemara has a din. If you swallow two things simultaneously, achilu shal mitzvah and achilu shal rishus, so then achilu shal mitzvah loses its status of achilu shal mitzvah. Let's say a guy's eating bisar karbonis. So it's a mitzvah to eat bisar pesach, bisar karbonis, and he's going to swallow bisar karbonis together with a piece of chal. He's going to have a sandwich. He's going to eat. He's going to put a slice of meat in the sandwich. He's going to swallow every bit of meat of the korban. He's going to swallow it together with a little bit of challah all year long, not on Pesach. All year long when you eat challah. So the Gemara seems to say that osi dvar harshus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. Since the challah is achilu shabashus, so even achilu is a, how can there be a mitzvah achilu? The behemoth eat, the goyim eat. What do you mean we're eating food and all of a sudden it's a mitzvah? Gemara says you have to eat, if you're eating something, achilu shal mitzvah, you have to eat it separately from achilu shal rishus. If you're going to eat the dvar rishus together with the dvar mitzvah, bevasach as mamish, osi dvar rishus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. So that's l'chol adeis. And then the Gemara has, and what if you have two different divrei mitzvah? I'm eating Pesach, Matzah, Umar, Ror together. So the Chachamim's opinion is, mitzvah is mevatel zu azu. From the perspective of matzah, that's the only mitzvah that exists. Matzah doesn't recognize the mitzvah. Mora doesn't recognize the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach doesn't recognize the mitzvah of matzah or the mitzvah of mora. Each mitzvah is in competition with the other mitzvahs. You're going to swallow Pesach, matzah, mora. But vasachas, mitzvah is mevat lezu. From the perspective of the matzah, the mora is not a mitzvah. From the perspective of the mora, the matzah is not a mitzvah. And he disagrees, and he holds mitzvah the same about lezu azu. It's only chesaron if you eat a dvar shus together with a dvar mitzvah. So that's what Tosis points out. What's the din if you hold like Hillel? If you hold like Hillel. So Hillel also agrees that bizmanazeh mora is only the rabbanon. So you can't eat matzah and mora together, bizmanazeh. The mora on the level of the rice is a dvar shus, and the matzah is a dvar mitzvah. So even if the din, even if Hillel will be alive today, he would insist first you got to eat the matzah separately, and then Tosfos said you have to eat the matzah and the maror together, because midrabbanan there's a mitzvah maror, and midrabbanan there's a din of koyrach. So therefore you don't say mitzvahs mevatlas zuazu. They're both on the same level of obligation. That's what Tosfos writes. So how come we don't do that? We eat first matzah, then we eat maror, then we eat koyrach. Why don't you just eat matzah and then eat korach? You have to eat matzah because you can't eat korach, because the mora is only the rabbanon. So I'll see the rabbanon about the raisa. But after you eat the matzah, why don't you eat the korach? Because the gemara says we're mesupik whether the din is like hilo. Hashda the late milcha so like hilo v'lecha chachamim. The gemara says we're not sure whether the din is like hilo or not. If we would have known the din is like hilo, you wouldn't have to have three achilas, matzah and then sep and mor and then korach. Tosfos says you would have had matzah, because you can't eat the matzah with the mora. Mora is only the rabban. It's mavatli. You would have had matzah, then you would have had korach. But we're not sure that Hillel is right. So we have to eat first matzah separately, then mora separately. And then we do like Hillel, and you eat the both together. So the Prima Godem writes, and the korach that we eat, what's the status of that korach? So he says, if the din would have been like all the other Rishonim, that you have to eat Pesach, matzah, umor, so we're not doing korach. We're not eating Pesach, matzah, mora. So the whole eating of karach is only purely zecha l'migdash. But if you hold like the Rambam's girsa, that he only ate together matzah u'morah, so that we have today. So you really have to eat karach mi'ikar adin. Mid-rabbonim. And atar, there's only matzah, so there's no karach. Mid-rabbonim, there's matzah and morah, so mi'ikar adin, you need karach. So that's very questionable, because the pashtus is that even according to the girsa of the Rambam, that korach they did matzah and morah together, that's b'toris achshere the pischa. True, the Rambam's girsa was he didn't eat all three together, pasach, matzah, umar. But it's only b'toris achshere the pischa that you eat that. As man has said, there is no korban pesel, so there is no achshere the pischa. So the pashtus says that even according to the Rambam's girsa, that they only made kricha according to Hillel, matzah, umar. His man has said the whole karach is purely zechel. You can't say that it's a real chiyuv karach with the rabbanon. Once you have matzah mar, it's a real karach. No, the chiyuv kricha is only b'toris achshere the pischa. Where does Hillel learn it out from? That you need kricha. A matzah mar yochlu b'kricha. Gemara quotes the pasuk from Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only achshere the pischa. Pesach Sheni there's no independent mitzvah of matzah. It's only b'toris achshere the pischa. That's why many Hasidim have a practice that on Pesach Shein they eat matzah. So the Chazanish was a big misnagid. They used to make fun. They used to make fun of the Hasidim. They used to say, Pesach Shein is only for the Tmeyin. So they felt very insulted. So he said, or for those who are very far away from Judaism. Derech Rechaika. No, but even without that, he was a real misnagid. But even without that, the mitzvah, there is no mitzvah to eat matzah and morah and Pesach. There's a mitzvah to bring Pesach Sheni, Korban Pesach. If there's no Korban Pesach, so there's no matzah and morah. You're not yet to anything if you eat matzah and morah. The matzah and morah and Pesach Sheni is only b'toris achshere with the pischa. And Leil Pesach, Leil HaSeder, so there was one opinion that the matzah b'zman is only the rabbon. So we don't pass like that. We paskin erev tochel matzahs, it exists as an independent mitzvah as well. But on Pesach Sheni, there is no independent mitzvah to eat matzah. There's only b'toris achshere with the pischa. That's where Hillel learned that his din of kricha is from the pasuk on Pesach Sheni, from Parshas Nosai. Where's Pesach Sheni? Is in Nosai, Baaloischa? I forgot already. Wherever it is. Parshas Nosai? Baaloischa. So it's only b'toris achshere with the pischa. See, even if you have the Rambam's girsa, that it's only matzah and the morer, but as Mana said, the pashtus is that the whole karach is only purely zechel. Not that karach is meikar adin. That's the way to fulfill matzah mor. That's not the way to fulfill matzah mor. That's the way to fulfill korban pesach. Eat the matzah mor b'kriach achas as achshere de pischo. See that in Shulchan Aruch it says you shouldn't be mafsik between the birchas hamitzvah and the asiyas hamitzvah. And if you're mafsik, then you got to say the bracha again. Let's say a person says the bracha laniach tefillin, and then he starts talking before he does the hiduk. So he's not yotzei the bracha. I say the bracha again. So it's in the Shulchan Aruch that when you say the bracha al achilas matzah, al achilas morer, you shouldn't talk till after you eat the kricha, because maybe the bracha of al achilas matzah, achilas morer, goes on the kricha as well. If the din is like kilo, you're supposed to have kricha, so the bracha al achilas matzah, al achilas morer, goes on the kricha as well. So then the Shulchan Aruch says when you're about to eat kricha, you say zechal mikdash kilo keno sehilu bezbancha mis mikdash haikai. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so you're talking? What are you saying zecha l'migdash kilo for? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, he thinks that it's not right. You shouldn't say. It should be printed in small letters, zecha l'migdash kilo. But that's not, you shouldn't say zecha l'migdash kilo, because the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't be mafsik. Not supposed to be mafsik. From the time that you say the bracha al-achilas matzah, al-achilas morah, till after you fulfill the mitzvah, that's till after you finish eating the koirach. So that's the question. The koirach is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and morah? No, the korach is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of korban pesach. Hillel learned it out from Pesach Sheni, where there's only korban pesach. There's no independent mitzvah of matzah and morah. It's not the correct way to be yotzei matzah and morah. The correct way to be yotzei hachshere the pischa. And Mizman is that there is no korban pesach, so the kriach is purely zechel and mikdash kil. So fakir the sif and the shulchan aruch that you shouldn't talk before you have the kriach. That's a difficult chumrah. That's a difficult chumrah. The pashtus is, after you had the matzah and the morah, you can talk all you want. Unless you're choshish, they quote the shalah, says that you shouldn't talk from the time you say the bracha al-achilas matzah till you eat the afikayman. Rav Soloveitchik said his grandfather, Rav Chaim, was machma like that. he wouldn't talk the left day at the Avikaiman. Because half of the Rishonim say, Avikaiman is the Ikka Mitzvah's matzah. When you eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal, you have a mind not to be yotzeh the matzah. You really yotzeh at the end of the meal. Why do you say the bracha alachilas matzah at the beginning of the meal? So that's what Rashbam and Tosfos say. It doesn't make sense to say the bracha. After you had a whole meal full of matzah, you're only going to say the bracha alachilas matzah then. But we really have a mind not to be yotzeh with the matzah in the beginning, yotzeh the matzah at the end. Other Rishonim say no. That we come in a zechal Pesach. Or to have an extra kazayas, the Rambam says, to demonstrate that the mitzvah of matzah is more important than the mitzvah of mor. Mor b'zmanah zeh is only the rabbanon, matzah b'zmanah zeh is the raisa. So we want to demonstrate that the matzah is more important than the mor. So we have two kazayas of our matzah, one at the beginning of the meal and one at the end of the meal, to demonstrate that the ikar, the more important mitzvah of the two, is the matzah.
So Rabbi said that
Zeichel
Mikdash is not a mitzvah
midirabanan,
but what sort of din is it? Is it a
midas chasidus?
Is it a
kiyum
mitzvah?
Yeah, the Navi Yirmiyah says, the inference is that there's a mitzvah midiri kabbalah. The Navi implied to us, we should always try to make a Zeichel Mikdash. But it's a mitzvah to have a Zeichel, to try to reminisce, so we do things to conjure up an image of what life used to be bisman HaMikdash. But just to conjure up in your mind, that's not called a Maisa Mitzvah. You only recite a bracha when you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. That when you do a Zechel HaMikdash, there is no Maisa Mitzvah. They're just pu'ulos that help you imagine in your mind what life used to be like. Zechel HaMikdash. So the kiyum is really belayv. The kiyum is belayv. So you don't say a bracha on something that's belayv.
So he didn't talk the whole meal, the Shlom.
He didn't talk the whole meal. Right. Yeah. The Gemara says you're not allowed to talk in between the Brichas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. All year long, let's say on Shabbos and Yontif, so the Balabos says HaMoitz and he gives challah to everybody. So it takes a while till he pairs down the challah to the end of the table. You have a lot of people in between this end and the other end, so it takes a while. On Pesach night, so there's a machlekes HaMoraim. So one Amora is of the opinion, Matzah b'fnei kol echad v'yachad. Each one should have his own matzah. Even though it's not a problem in the get to Brichas Hanenin, every Shabbos and Yom to be do like that. The father of the house says the Hamoitzi, it takes a while till everybody gets it. But it's a bigger problem. This is on Kuf Tezvavim base. It's a bigger problem on Pesach night because it's a bracha, a Brichas HaMitzvah, al achilas matzah. So you want that the Brichas HaMitzvah is more important than it should be oivel asiyos. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't pasken like that. Halacha l'maaseh, we pasken. You only need matzah b'fnei omer ha'agod. You don't need matzah b'fnei kol echad v'yechad. But from the opinion, there was one opinion like that, matzah b'fnei kol echad v'yechad, because we should be makbid more on the tzirik between the brichas ha'mitzvah and the mitzvah, that it should be over immediately before. Why did the Gemara say, kol ha'mitzvah z'kul mevarach aleim koidem asiyos? And why did he say over? Over means immediately before, as opposed to over the over. That's what Tosfos and the Rishonim say. Over means immediately before. So you should be careful to recite the Brichas HaMitzvah immediately before doing the mitzvah. That's why this is quoted in Hilchos Brichas HaNenin. It says, when you say a bracha, HaMoitzi, you shouldn't wait. You should try to eat right away. You have to wait till the challah comes to the end of the table. You got no choice. So that's Yisif in the Gemara. That's okay. Well, you should try to minimize as much as possible the pause in between the Brichas HaNenin and the eating. And certainly more so, you should try to minimize the pause in between the Brichas HaMitzvah and the performance of the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham writes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, you should minimize the pause, the Shehiyah. There's also a bit of a Hafsakah. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the earlier Achronim, when the Chuas from Rebellion Mizrahi, he says, at a chuppah, so by Ashkenazim they have Yichud, right after the chuppah, and they hold that the choshish for that opinion, the Rambam's opinion, that the nisuin is the yichud. So the Magen Avraham quotes from Rabbi Mizrahi, it's in the Maharil also has it. I don't know what he quoted that. Maharil was earlier. So he quotes from Rabbi Mizrahi, doesn't quote from Maharil, that immediately after the chuppah, they should go to the yichud room without any pause. Today, it takes 45 minutes. The photographer's taking pictures, and everybody's dancing and singing. And everybody's kissing everybody. It takes forever till he gets it. The Magen Avraham quotes the Chuvas Chuvas Abdali Mizrach, and Maril sounds like that. Maril's lashon is Meritza Misachasam Misakala Lechet HaYichud. You rush the Chasam Kala to the Yichud room because it's not a Bichas HaMitzvah and it's not a Bichas HaNenin. It's neither. The Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah is all a Bichas HaShevach, but it's a Bracha over the Nisuin. It's a Bracha that's recited in conjunction with the Nisuin. So the Magen Avraham quotes that just like you should try to avoid pausing in between the Bichas HaNenin in the Achila, you should try to avoid pausing in between the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. Likewise, you should try to avoid pausing unnecessarily in between the Shevet Brachas under the Chuppah and the Yichud, because we're machmer for the Rambam's opinion that the Yichud is the Nisuin. So Chacham Avadya writes in his Chuvas that by the Sfardim, by his Sfardim, they don't have the Nisuin until they go home. So then he raises the question, what do you mean? They say Bichas Nisuin now, have the Nisuin 6 hours later when they go home. So he says he talked about it somewhere else. I don't know, I'm not familiar with all those Chuvas. He says he explained it somewhere else. But that's problematic. Those who have that practice, that is problematic. The Gemara has quite a few drushes on lechem oni. What does it mean? So one pshat was lechem oni prat la matzah shira. The matzah shira is not accepted. What's called matzah shira? So one matzah shira is if it's nilosh ben made peris. The Rambam had this unique sheet, only the dal of mashkim, only yain shem and dvash and cholav, and the regular rishonim say anything that makes it like cake has to be dafka water. Fine. So that's one kind of matzah shira. Then the Gemara says another kind of matzah shira, if it's ashisha. That's on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. What is an ashisha? Ashisha is if it's a gigantic matzah, a very big matzah. Echad mishisha be'efa. How much is, you got to calculate how much is an efa. So the Ramah says the minig is that we make matzahs that are less than an etzba thick. An etzba thick is so thick, approximately an inch. Our matzahs are much, much thinner than that. That's where the Mishnah Brura writes about having soft matzah. Many Sfarim use soft matzah. They don't use the matzahs that crackle, that you break it. It's a soft matzah. So Mishnah Berurah says there's nothing wrong. Ashkenazim can have it also, soft matzah. We don't have a minig davka. We have a minig. It should be thin, but the thin, the Sfardish matzah is also thin. It's less than an etzba. Much less than an etzba. One of the Iranian boys told me, he remembers, he already has married children, he told me in the Alta Haim, in Iran, when he used to live in Iran, so they didn't have a machine matzah, they had handmade matzah. Made a few weeks before Pesach by hand, and he says it was so thick, almost an inch thick. By the time it came Pesach, it was hard like a rock. It was sitting around for a couple. So they had to soak the matzah in water to be able to chew it; otherwise, they would break their teeth. Okay, but it should be less than an etzba thick, which all the matzahs are less. So if you have a matzah that's too big, then the Gemara said that's also called matzah shira. Then the Gemara has also, if you have a matzah mevusheles cholut. Matzah Mubasheles is also a violation of Matzah Ashir. That's the Gemara Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Tosis Dibra Maschah Avaloy Ben Mevushal. Let's say you have a matzah, a regular matzah, and a person has an older person, doesn't have teeth to chew. So the Gemara says, Yotze Miraka Hashorui. You can be Yotze if you take the matzah and you soak it in water. That's what this Iranian told me. They always had to soak it in water. Yeah, it's a miracle kashori, avaloy b'mevushal. But if you had to cook it, then it's no good. What's wrong if you cook the matzah? What's wrong? So Tosis quotes, Amem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Tosis quotes Rashi, avaloy b'mevushal. Rashi says, the bishul is mevatle metoras lechem. It won't be hamotzi anymore. Why won't it be hamotzi? So Tosis says, ula perushoi, according to Rashi, obviously you talk Marbi Bililosa Rako. The Bililosa Ova Labina Torah Lechem, Kidipirish Leo. This is Tosis Shita. We don't pass on like this. This is a famous Tosis in Psochim and in Brochus and the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tosfos, and they, we don't pass them. With all due respect, we don't pass them like the Tosfos, like the Rabbeinu Tam, we pass them like the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was, and Rabbeinu Tam claims that Rashi agrees with him, that if you make a Blila Raka means you mix flour with water, but so much water that it pours, a batter, like when your mother makes sponge cake. So it pours. So that's a Blila Raka. Not that you have to knead it and then pick it up. That's a Blila Ova. So if you make a Blila Raka, it's not called Lechem unless you bake it, you have to have Afia B'tanra. But if you have a Blila Ova, if it's a thick dough, then the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that even if you're cooking in water, even if you have it deep fried and you're cooking in water, it's still going to be Hamoitzi. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that whether had Blila Raka or Blila Ova, we paskin like the Ramban, you have to have Afia in a Tanur. If you have a Bishul, you have a Bishul in a liquid, then it's not called Lechem, it wouldn't be Hamoitzi. So Rabbeinu Tam says like this, Rashi learns in the Gemara, if you take a matzah and you cook it, the bishul is mevatel afia, so you left without an afia. So if you left without an afia, is it not lechem anymore? So that depends. If you're all like the Rabbeinu Tam, if you had a blila over, even if it didn't have an afia, it's going to be lechem, it's still going to be amoitzi. So when Rashi says, you're not yotze berokik hamavushal, if you cook the matzah, you're not yotze because the bishul is mevatel afia and it's not called lechem, it's not Hamotzi anymore. That's only if it never had a Blila Ova in the first place. If it only had a Blila Raka. So then you need the Afia to give it a Shem Lechem, because there's a steer between two different Gemaras. A Mishnah and Chala sounds like it says that in order to be called Lechem, you need a Blila Ova. And the Gemara says that in order to be called Lechem, you need Afia B'tanur. Ofu Esa Nashim Lach Mechem B'tanur Echon. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk from the Teuchechem. Ofu Esa Nashim Lach Mechem B'taner echad. So the Gemara says, "Afi b'taner kari lechem." Shein afi b'taner ainu kari lechem. So which is it? Does it depend on lisha? Or does it depend on afia? So some Rishonim say you need both in order to be called lechem. The Iri quotes a sheet. You need both. You need lisha and you need afia. Rabbi Natam says it's either A or B. If you had lila ovo, you had a lisha. Even if it has a deep fry later, even if it has a bishul later. Donuts. Donuts are like that. That they do a deep fry on the donuts. They don't bake them. So Rabbeinu Tam interprets the Rashi like that. That Rashi says, if you have cholut matzah mevusheles, you're not yotze because it's not called lechem. And Tosfos disagrees. V'im mefarish, no, it's talking about bli lo'ova. The reason why it's not because matzah shira. If you cook a matzah, you make it softer. So if you did something to treat the matzah, to make it soft, if you soaked it in water, that doesn't make it into matzah shira. But if you cooked it, a matzah mevusheles is a matzah shira, that's why you're not yotze. So you have three different kinds of matzah shira. One is if you use mei peres, either all mei peres or the Rambam's special form of peres. One is ashisha, if it's gigantic. Echad mishisha be'efa, that's pretty big. Echad mishisha be'efa. And then the third one is cholut. Cholut is, if according to the Balatesis, according to Rashi, cholut is no good because it's not called lechem. According to the re-Balatesis, cholut mevushal is no good because it's called the matzah shir. So that's one thing you learn, that lechem oini, prat le matzah shir. Then the Gemara learns that lechem oini should be prusa. Madakar shaloni be prusa. What do you mean be prusa? So the Rashbam quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, halafros le roiv lach mecho. The pasuk says, the wealthy people have big chalas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They have leftover. So what do they do with leftover? They throw it out in the garbage. What are they going to do with all the leftover chalas? So the Navi Yeshaya says, break off a piece of your chala, give it to the poor man. He doesn't have anything to eat. So the wealthy man doesn't give shlemus to the ani. He gives to the ani prusas. So that's what the Gemara says on Pesach night, since it says lechem ani, madakir shalani beprusa, Avkam b'prusa, you should have dafke prusa. So we spoke yesterday, that's a machlekes in the Rishonim, 2 days in Tosfos. What does it mean? You have lechem mishna, two shleimas, prasa prusa. You have 2.5 matzahs. Oh, no, you have 2 matzahs, and then you break one of them. So you have 1.5 matzahs. That's what it means, prusa. So the Vilna Gaon followed those opinions, the Rif and the Rambam, that you only start with 2 matzahs, break one of them, you have 1.5. And that was because the Vilna Gaon said like that, that was a practice. And Volozhin, Rav Moshe Feinstein did like that, Rav Soloveitchik did like that. They followed the tradition from Volozhin, from the Vilna Gaon. And most people follow what it says in the Haggadah. That you start up with 3 matzahs, you break once, you have Lecha Mishneh, 2 shleimas, it's 2 days in Tosfos and Arvei Pesach. You have 2 shleimas, Sechel Amon, Lecha Mishneh, then you have the Prusa. So that's another drasha of Lechem Oni, not Prat L'Matzah Shira, that the matzah should be Anias, it should be like an Oni. Oni has a Prusa. Then the Gemara has a third comment, Lechem She'onim Olam Tvarim Harbe, Oni Miloshen Aniyah. That the matzah should be in front of you on the table the whole time when you tell Sikbitzias Mitzrayim. So our practice is, the Rambam doesn't have like this. The Rambam has that you do yachatz right before you go to wash for hamotzi, right before the meal. So when you say hamotzi, you say hamotzi over a shleim and a prusa. But our practice is like Rashi. Agos Maimidi quotes the Seder, the Simonim from the Seder from Rashi, Kadosh Uchatz Karpatz Yachatz. So we do yachatz before Magid. We want to have lechem shonim alav dvarim harbeh, should it be the dakar shalani beprusa. We want to have a prusa on the table, and we tell over the whole story of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. The lechem shonim alav dvarim harbeh. What else is learned out from the phrase lechem oni? So the Gemara says, Badakar shalani, the poor man can't afford to go to the bakery and buy challah. He has to bake the challah himself. And he can't afford the luxury of having the oven. He can't afford it. It costs extra money to leave the oven. So if you're going to have one person do the whole baking of the challahs all year long, one person instead of two people, so you're going to have the oven wasting a lot of energy, using up a lot of gas, or using up a lot of logs unnecessarily. So what the oni did was, the wife would be kneading the dough and the husband would make the fire. And then when he finished the zafar, she's finished with the dough, she puts it in the oven, and right away you finish baking it, then you put out the fire and you save the logs. You have the fuel left over for next time. So Ma'adakir Shaloni, what does the Gemara have a lashon? Ishto, who masik the ishto ofo? He makes the hesik and the tano, he makes the fire, and the wife kneads the dough and she puts it in. So on Pesach night also, for the mitzvah, Avkan hu masik v'ishtof, that's on the top of Kuf Tezayin Amad Aleph. Second line from the top. Avkan nami hu masik v'ishtof. What is that all about? So some Rishonim say, you should hasten the baking of the matzah, that you shouldn't let it be boiled de chimutz. Not like the Rashba that he walked down the block from Beis HaShol Ramban. You should immediately bake it, immediately right after doing the lish. And the Rosh presents it differently, that it's a mitzvah bal yosem b'shluchay. Usually mitzvah bal yosem b'shluchay applies to when you're doing a mitzvah. Let's say bedikas chametz is a mitzvah. To be mal, if you're the father of the baby, you should do the bris milah yourself, if you know how to do it. So that's a mitzvah bal yosem b'shluchay. Every parent in the Sefer, the Tshuvas of the Ma'arach HaOzeruah, by the son of the Ozeruah, father's name was Rabbi Yitzchak Ozeruah, the son's name was Rabbi Chaim Ozeruah. So in the Chuvas Ma'arach HaOzeruah, so he says, there's a mitzvah in Kriya Shema, L'martem Oso Az Benechem. Every father should teach Torah to his children. So we don't do that. We send the children to the yeshiva. So the Rebbe does the mitzvah. So the parents are relying on the shliach, on the Rebbe. So the Ma'arach HaOzeruah says, but you don't have to do the whole mitzvah yourself. Mitzvah b'yos mishal. Let's say I have a house with 14 rooms. I have 2 apartments, one on top of the other. So I don't have to do the bedikas chametz in all the 14 rooms myself. If I do one room, if I would have children at home, and they would do the other, I don't have anybody home, so I have to do everything, got no choice. But that's not mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucha, I don't have any choice, there's no one else around to do it. But the mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucha can be fulfilled if you do part of the mitzvah. If you're abiding one room, and the other people do the bedikah on the other 13 rooms, that's also good. But that's what the Ma'arach HaOzeruah says. The father should learn with his children a little bit every day, every week, and then the Rebbe does the main learning with the children. So the father at least is in fulfillment of the mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucha. So that's how the Rosh interprets. Hu masik, the husband makes the fire, the ishto ofan, the wife needs it and she puts it in the oven. He says, not because of chashash chimutz, that you should bake it immediately after the Rashbam says, the Rashi says, kedei shelo tachmetz, you should bake it right away, shouldn't turn it to chametz, yeah. That's what the Rashbam and Rashi always say the same. Rashbam is Rashi's grandson. They learn together. So they say the same chashash chametz, and the Rosh says because mitzvah bo yosef et mishlucha. Yeah. What else the Gemara has a machlokes on the word lechem oini? One Tana darshan's lechem oini. It's written ayin vav nun yud lechem oini. One darshan's miloshin aninus. Mishenechel ba aninus. If you have matzah shal ma'aser sheni, and it says in Chumash, erev Pesach of the fourth year, Pesach of the seventh year, you have to recite the Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis. You recite Videi Maisvis. That's what we just learned about the other day, about Rabbi Gamliel, his cane, about avoiding the Sfina, and he wanted to do the beer of the Maisvis. So in the Videi Maisvis, you say, Lo Biyarti Mimena B'Tomei. I didn't consume the Maisvishen in the state of Tumah, whether I am Tomei or the Maisvishen is Tomei. So the... how does it say? Lo echal to be on him menu, lo biyata me menu betam. Lo echal to be on, I didn't eat it in a state of aninus. Lo biyata me menu betam, I didn't consume it in a state of tumah. So my sushaini may not be eaten by aninus. So that's a machloika satanoim. Do you darshan, lechem oni is written with an ayin. Do you darshan as if it were written with an aleph? And you dash mishan lechem baninus? So matzah shall my sushaini be Yerushalayim. If it's my sushaini chutz Yerushalayim, it's an iser. Not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni Chutz LYerushalayim. But the Shaila, what if it's Ma'aser Sheni BYerushalayim? So that is Mutter. So one Tana Darshan's Misha Nechal Baninus. Yotza Ma'aser Sheni, that it's Eina Nechal Baninus, Ela B'Simcha. Where is that Gemara? Matzah Shal Ma'aser Sheni. That's on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Yeah. Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So we don't accept that Rosh, but the Gemara has a different discussion on the last two lines on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, going over to the top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara wants to know what's the din Esrik Shal Ma'aser Sheni, Al Yoytze Anat, on the top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, well, there's a Machleg Zameh Rab Yudah, where the Ma'aser Sheni Mama Gavai, Ma'aser Sheni Mama Bailam. And the first day of Sukkah is Bayasi, the first 2 days of Sukkah is Yandav Shen Shogos, in each Olachem. Ulakachtam Lachem, Bayam Arishan, Ulakachtam Lachem, Mishalachem, in each Olachem. See, if you hold like Reb Meir, Maisisheni Mama Gavoya, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, we pass like Reb Meir. Usually we don't pass like Reb Meir. This is one of the exceptions to the rule. We do pass like Reb Meir, Maisisheni Mama Gavoya. So if you hold Maisisheni Mama Gavoya, then it's not Shalachem. So it's no good for Esrit. Then the Gemara says also, if you hold Ma'aser Sheni Mama Gavoya, then you're not Yotze with Matzah Shal Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, what's that this? Where does it say you need Shalachem? It says, Bishleima by Esra, Maskir Flarapop, 6 lines from the top of Lamed Chesam and Aleph, Bishleima by Lulav, it says, Ulakachtam Lachem Shalachem, Ela Matzah Miksiv Matzah Aschem. Why do you say that you need Shalachem? And you tell me that if the din would be like Reb Meir, which it is, the din would be like Reb Meir, it's Sheni Mamu Gavoya, it's not Mamu Bailim, then it's not Shalachem, and you're not Yotzei. So Gemara asks, where does it say that you need Shalachem? The Gemara says, no, this is Gzer Shabbat Lechem Lechem. Lechem Lechem between which two psukim? Lechem Lechem. Matzah is called Lechem Oini. And by Chala it says, Voya Bacholchem Yilechem Ho'aretz. So just like by Chala, Issa Shal Ma'aser Sheni, if you hold like Reb Meir, then Ma'aser Sheni Mama Gavoya, then Issa Shal Ma'aser Sheni is not Chai Bechala. So the same over here, Matzah Shal Ma'aser Sheni would not be any good. So the Rosh understood from this Gemara that by Matzah you need Shalachem. That's what it sounds like. By Matzah, that was the Gemara's Kasha. Bishleima by Yesterweek it says, Elokach Malachem Mishalachem. But by Matzah Mikziv, Matzah Aschem, Gemara says, yes. Is it Gezer Shabbat Lechem Lechem from Chiv Chala? And you do need Shalachem. So the Rosh talks about Matzah Gzula. What's it then if I steal a Matzah from someone else, Matzah Gzula? So the Rambam writes that Matzah Gzula is no good because Mitzvah Bo Ba'Avera. So the Rosh writes, what kind of Mitzvah Bo Ba'Avera? You need Matzah Aschem. That's why it's no good. Forget about Mitzvah Bo Ba'Avera. Not everybody agrees that there is the din of Mitzvah Bo Ba'Avera. But this is a din you need Shalachem. So why did the Rambam not puzzle? Why did the Rambam have to say Matzah Gzul is not good because Mitzvah Bo Ba'Avera? He could have given a more significant psul. So apparently the Rambam seems to hold that you don't need Shalachem by Matzah. The only word is, if it's Hegdish, a Matzah Shal Hegdish, you're not Yotze. So that's a Machleg Zarnei Reb Yudah. Reb Meir holds Ma'aser Sheni Mama Gavoya. We treat Ma'aser Sheni as if it were Hegdish. We call it hekdesh. That's why it's no good. Not that you need shalachem. That was the Gemara's time. Miksiv matzas chem. It doesn't say you need shalachem. Shal hekdesh. Gemara says lechem lechem. Shal hekdesh pasels. So if the din would be ma'aseh sheni mama and bailim, so you don't call the shal hekdesh. But since we pass ma'aseh sheni mama gavaya, so I treat it like hekdesh. So that's why it's not good. So that's a shaila. If you invite guests to eat by you by the Seder, how is it shalachem of the guests? If people are visiting by you on Sukkot, they don't have their own dalet minim, so you usually give them a matan manas lahachzer on the first 2 days of Sukkot. The Gemara says you give them matan manas lahachzer, that it should be shalachem. What do you do on Pesach night? So the Taz is that shayla. So the Taz writes in Hechos Pesach that when a guest comes to eat, it's self understood that all the food that we put on the table were makna to the guests, and then when they pick it up, they're koina. So it is shalachem. So this is very questionable. Is that true? We're makna the food to the guests, or we give the guests permission to eat our food? It's not that it's his food. So in Ebenezer, there's a discussion about that. I have singles eating at my table. So the guy likes the girl sitting next to him. So he takes a piece of chicken and gives it to the girl and says, Ariya Mukadesh is leave with the chicken. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. When I gave him the chicken, did I give it to him that it's his? I gave him permission to eat my chicken. I gave him permission to eat my chicken. It can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. It doesn't belong to him. So not everyone agrees to that. That it's self-understood that whoever is a guest in my home, I'm makna all the food to him. So some have the practice that they make an announcement in advance. We're makna the matzah to whoever wants to be yotze the mitzvah. That's according to the Rosh that you really need shalachem. According to the Rambam, the Pashtus says that there's no problem at all. The Rambam seems to have understood the Gemara. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavaya, so it's called Shal Hekdesh. That's why it's no good. There is no din that you really need Shalachem. There is no psul that you need Shalachem. The Gemara says that you need Shmura Matzah. What do you mean Shmura Matzah? And a Nochri who baked matzahs, let's say we were watching, so the Gemara has a loshen. It's seker shal nochrim, the dough that the nochri was kneading. Adam malik reis mehem. You can eat all you want in the seder. I was watching it. It's not chum. It's bevach yochel kazayis matzah lachreina. But you have to have later on. You have to have a kazayis that was made lishma. So the Rishonim say on daf mem. The Ritva quotes from the Goyim. Why can't the nochri bake lishma? He knows that the Jewish religion requires they have to eat matzah on Pesach night, and it's a mitzvah. They all know that. So they bake it, l'shei mitzvahs matzah. So the Ritva quotes from the Goyim that since the Nochri is Zeinu B'Torah, it's not that the Nochri has a shvacha cup and he doesn't understand what the Jewish religion is all about. A lot of the Nochri are intelligent. They understand what everything is all about. Al Pidin, a Nochri is mufka from creating lishma. Because whoever Zeinu B'Torah, a particular mitzvah, cannot create lishma in that mitzvah. The mazel is that the women are mechuyev matzahs. If the women should have been potter because it should have been a mitzvah saseh shazaman grama, women should have been potter. But the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that since the women are muzah not to eat chametz, so the women are mechuyev to eat matzah because the pasuk puts together chametz and matzah. Kol sheyesh them bebal teochel chametz, yesh them bekum mocha matzah. Traditionally in Europe, the women used to bake the matzahs. The almanas used to bake the matzahs. That's if the din would have been that women would be potter from the mitzvah of matzah, then the women would be unable to create lishma. Whoever's ena b'toras cannot create lishma. That's Rav Chaim Soloveitchik quotes in his sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Gerish, and he quotes Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan by name. He says that from the Rambam it would appear that a nochri writes a get, it's no good. Nochri adaita de nafshe ka'ovid. It's not a separate psul. Tosfos writes, if a nochri signs a get, there are four reasons why it's no good. So the Rambam seems to hold that ena b'toras gerishin. By nochrim, there is no institution of get. The Rambam paskens like that opinion, and the Rishonim, they can get divorced bal peh. They don't need a document. They don't need a get. So since a nochri is ena b'toras, like an eved k'nayin is ena b'toras git v'kiddushin, nochrim have issues, but they don't have gitin. So whoever Zeinu B'Torah is gitten cannot create lishma. So that's the same as what the Gemara says. It's not going to be lishma. The Nachri is thinking in his own realm. What is he thinking in his own realm? No. It's al pidin. That's what Rabbi Simcha Zelig said. Whoever is any b'toyres can create the Shema al pidin. So that's what the Ritva and Daf Mem quotes from the Goyim. That b'tzeikl shal nochem adam mala kreis amehem vat yoyechol kazayis matzah lachreina. Why can't you be yoytze mitzvahs matzah with the b'tzeikl shal nochem? Because nochem is any b'toyres mitzvahs matzah. So you cannot create the Shema. So we assume that you need asiyah l'shma. That's what it means. Shmura matzah, it means that you need asiyah l'shma. What about the harvesting? So that the Gemara has a chumrah. That's on the top line on Mem Amid Beis, the last line Mem Amid Aleph, the last two lines of Mem Amid Aleph, the top line of Mem Amid Beis. And that's a chumrah. Mikra didn't say the Shulchan Aruch, you can use kemach min hashuk. You can buy flour from the store, even though it's not shmurim mishas katsir. But the Gemara recommends they should have shmurim mishas katsir. So that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pri Chodesh, the shmurim mishas katsir. Do you need that the ktsir should be done by a Jew, by a religious Jew? He says he's doing the ktsir of the Shem Mitzvah's Matzah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pri Chodesh. No, the ktsir can be done by a Nachri, as long as Avi Yisrael Oimer Al Gabov. By the Lisha, by the Afiyas HaMatzah, when you do the Sinas HaMayim, when you pour in the water, you do the Lisha, you do the putting it into the oven, that's the Asiyas HaMatzah. So that needs Asiyah Lishma. So it doesn't help if a Nachri is going to do with Yisrael Oimer Al Gabov. Nachri is any b'toris, they cannot create Lishma. But over here, this is not part of Asiyas HaMatzah. This is just Shema Mechimutz. Shmura Mishas Ketzira, the Chumra that the Gemara has, that it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you can't get it, so you can use regular Kamach Min Ashuk. So that's not that you need Asiyah Lishma from the time you harvest it. That's because you need Shema Mechimutz. So if the Nachri does the Ketzira and the Jew is watching, that's enough, that's considered Shema Mechimutz. The Minchas Chinuch poses a question. The Gemara talks about a, before Lamed Hei, the Gemara talks about a far-fetched possibility, the Achmitz b'mechuber. The kernels of grain became chametz while it's still attached to the ground. There is such a possibility, theoretically there is such a possibility. So why is it sufficient with Shmurim Mishas Ketzira? There is a possibility that it became chametz while it's still attached to the ground. So the Minchas Chinuch says that that's very far-fetched. That's going to be very, very rare. So you're not mechuyev. There's a limit how far you go, shmura. B'shmarta mesamatzah, shmura shima mechimutz, you're not mechuyev to worry about that. If you see that it's achmetz b'mechuber, if it, the kernels of grain turned into chametz while it's still attached to the ground, you're not allowed to use it for Pesach. It does become chametz. But after you harvest it from the ground, that's a chumra that the Gemara recommends, shmura mishas katsira. But mikra din also, it's very far-fetched that that is going to turn into chametz. Even though it rains, the rain is going to roll off and the rain is going to get absorbed in the ground. The kernels of grain are not going to turn into chametz. But that's what the chumra is based on. And that's one of the days of the Rishonim. So some of the Rishonim said, you need shmura mishas tchina. Shmura mishas tchina. When they take the kernels of grain and they grind them to make flour out of it. Why need shmur mishas tchina? What? It's more of a chance that it's going to become chametz after the tchina. So the answer, the Rishonim explained why. Because they used to grind it with a water mill. They didn't have electric mills. So they would have the river is flowing. And they would put a Ferris wheel. And the river would keep on turning the Ferris wheel. And the Ferris wheel would be arranged in such a way that it would grind up the kernels of grain, make it into flour. So the water would be splashing all over the place. Some of the water would splash into the flour. So there's more of a consideration. Achmetz b'mechub is very far-fetched. So the Gemara talks about such a possibility. The Minchas Chinuch say, not mechuyev to be concerned about that. If you see it's achmetz b'mechub, you can't use it. Then it becomes chametz. You have to detach it. That's a chumrah, the Gemara has. But mikradin, it's good even without that. And then the days of the Rishonim, when they did, they had a water mill, and the water may be splashing into the flour. That is a concern. So then, so that's what some Rishonim say. You have to have shmurim mishas tchina if you have a water mill. Yeah, the Gemara says that marer hamavushal is also no good. Matzah mavshalis is no good. That's the Gemara mem aleph and menal machlegis Rashi and Tosfos. Why is it no good? The Ri says because it's matzah shira, if you did the bishol on the matzah, and the Rashi said because the bishol is mevatel afia, and it doesn't have a shem blechem. Felt a shem blechem. What's wrong with mor hamavushal? So that's really a sugya in brachas. The main sugya is a bracha. Ba'az ha'machleg is what bracha do you recite on shlokas if you have vegetables? So let's say if you have potatoes. Potatoes, the behemoths eat potatoes raw. But human beings don't eat raw potatoes. So we only eat potatoes that are cooked. So if a person is going to eat a raw potato, the bracha is shahakol, because that's not normal. When you cook it, then it's normal to eat it. Then it becomes bar pi adama. What if you have a vegetable that's normal to eat when it's raw? Let's say carrots. In Europe, they didn't eat carrots raw. Only the behemoths ate raw carrots. So the people only ate the cooked carrots. So in Europe, if you eat raw carrots, you say shahakol. You eat the cooked carrots, say hadam. In America, everybody eats raw carrots. The Jews, the goyim, everybody eats it. You say hadam. He says, it's so mishunah that cooked carrots is abnormal. No, so we say hadam. Whether it's raw carrots or cooked carrots, we say hadam. But if you have a vegetable that it's normal to eat it when it's raw, nobody ever eats it when it's cooked. So then if you cook it, that's called shinui. Panam chadash ba'olakan. As if it's a dovish and ishtana, as if it's a synthetic food, so it loses its status as bar pi adam. So the Gemara there puts it together with this din, that bar hamavushal is no good because it's nishtana, and it's considered a parim chadash as bavalakar. That's the same issue for those who use horseradish. So they grind up the horseradish. So the Gemara says grinding up is also a shinui. So it should be a shaila. If you grind up the horseradish, just like Mor HaMavushal is Nishtana, so if you grind it up, China should also be Nishtana, so it should also lose the Bracha Baruch Adam. So a lot of Acharanim say, no, that's the normal way. Nobody eats a chunk of horseradish the way it is. Everybody grinds it up. So Farket, if you eat the horseradish, some hold you only, I'd say, Mor with horseradish if you eat it without grinding it up. Grind it up is Nishtana. Others say Farket, if you eat it raw, it's abnormal. You only eat if you grind it up. That's a question whether horseradish is from the five minim. The Mishnah lists off on Lamed Tes Ma, Mishnah lists off five vegetables that are acceptable for Mora. So in Shulchan Aruch they say that the third one, Chazer is Tamcha, no, the second one, they say Tamcha is Chareng. Tamcha is horseradish. You learn the Gemara, it's pretty clear that Tamcha is not Chareng. All of these are leafy vegetables. Chareng, horseradish, is a root, grows under the ground. It's not a leafy vegetable. I had a student, the first year I taught in the yeshiva, I had a student who now teaches in Ben-Gurion University. He teaches botany. So at the time that he was a student, they had a magazine that was called Gesher, to make a bridge between the Gemaras and science. So he wrote a whole essay about the identity of Tamcha, what Tamcha is. He explained that it can't be horseradish. He explains that the minhag to use horseradish began, he quotes from Nachman, it began when the Jews moved so far north to this, close to the North Pole, that the romaine lettuce didn't grow yet. So then they used other vegetables other than the five. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara like that. There's one town of holes that other bitter vegetables are also acceptable. But basically, horseradish is not bitter. Basically, horseradish is sharp. It's a totally different experience. It's a different sensation. So now they translated his essay. The fellow's name is Shafus, and I translated his essay into Hebrew. And many people in Bnei Brak stopped using horseradish. They started using romaine lettuce, because that's what it says in the Mishnah, Chazeres. And the Rishalmi, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, says they're listed in descending order of importance, that the preferable is to use the first one. First one is romaine lettuce.
The
Chena
has to be
of the flam. No, that's not Asiyas HaMatzah.
They went back to Katsira, but the Tchina's after that, so that doesn't need it.
Yeah. No, the Tchina doesn't need Lishma. The Tchina can be done by Nachrim, but you have to be sore about it al Gabbaf. Yeah. Okay, but in that tomorrow we'll continue. Okay.
Maybe get a chance to speak with Rav Shai?
About what?
I don't know. You wanted to speak with Rabbi.
Well, maybe after Mincha. I'll call him up after Mincha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering, no one nowadays eats cocoa beans, beet, everyone. Is that a possibility?